Hi everyone, welcome to the 78th Fendrian cast. We're here to talk a little bit briefly about the world, but also talk a little bit more about our recent Flemish extravaganza. Kind of as with the Alps trip that we talked about last year, really it's just some ideas and a means of possibly passing on some information, because some of you guys might want to go and, if you haven't already, ride some of those famous Flandrian cobbles and bergs. So yeah, that's coming up. But of course, first off, the World Championships. An interesting World Championships with Team GB. Chris Froome medalling in bronze in the time trial. But more significantly, maybe Tom Pidcock, who we haven't mentioned before. We mentioned him at the end of the cyclocross season on the podcast, so we'll obviously claim, you know, all of the credit possible for that. But yeah, Tom winning the junior men's time trial. Well done to him. We've got the road races starting. I won't do any spoilers. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how the riders choose to ride the climb at the end of the course. I have to say that as a location for the World Championships, it's looked absolutely splendid. Bergen. My father-in-law was there last week and said that, you know, decorations and things were starting to go up. They've really taken to the worlds in a very specific and detailed way, and it's great. It's lovely to see, and I think the World Championships seems to be on this cycle of good, bad, good. You think last year to the Qatari desert wasn't particularly exciting, but the year before in Richmond, they'd really, really taken it on board and gone well with it there. If you look at, you know, how they managed the cobble climb and how busy it was up there. So hopefully when the Worlds comes to us in a couple of years, we'll be able to demonstrate, or Yorkshire, as it will be, we'll be able to demonstrate that to the cycling world that we can put on a championships of considerable quality as well. But the World Championships, important as they are not the, well, ironically, they were held at the home of cycling, because we rode through Ronza the other day, where the famous 88 Worlds, Croquillon, Fondrier, Steve Bauer Worlds were held. Anyway, that's for another day. But yeah, the Fendrian extravaganza, the tour of Flanders, the Ronde van Vlaanderen, was last weekend. Massive thanks to our chum Mark from Bataf Cycling in the Netherlands. He's a dear old friend anyway, but he came down, we met, we rented a beautiful house in Oudenaarde. The timetable was quite compact. I finished work kind of 6 o'clock on Thursday of last week. I have an hour's commute, put the kids to bed, started packing, blah, blah, blah. About 9 o'clock by the time I sat down, had my dinner, got up for two, drove to Dover, got the ferry. Every motorway between here and Dover seemed to be shut. So just about made the ferry. Fantastic. Once you get the other side, it's only an hour or so, but made a fantastic journey through Ypres and various kind of places that I've always wanted to go. Before getting to Oudenaarde, we literally arrived at the same time. He from Amsterdam, me from here, from the Fens. And yeah, we were out. The forecast kept continually kind of getting worse, but at the last minute it kept perking up. So Friday we decided to get out straight away, and we rode for nearly 90k, I think, in the afternoon. And straight away, for those of you who know it, out the back of Oudenaarde onto that lovely cycle path that's sort of 8-9 miles of cycle path just in the country. It's amazing. But along that stretch, you can get properly destroyed. Koppenberg was first. Super, super steep, super hard. Managed to slip my wheel, so had to jog up a bit of that before jumping back on ish. That kind of set the mood, so there was a bit of determination going up the Quaremont, which was kind of a split climb. The bottom part for in Zulzecke for the Oude Quaremont was closed for roadwork, so we had to ride a little bit up the main road, but then the new Quaremont, I think it's imaginatively called, before cutting across And then picking up just by the bar, just it's just under halfway up, but it's the hard bits, you know, kind of done by then, and rattling up the cobbles to the top. We then, using navigational skills based on the fact that I've watched it on telly a lot, managed to get to the Paterberg, which is arguably, in prose terms, the hardest of the Holy Trinity. Sepp van Marck certainly doesn't like it. He's managed to fall off. This year he fell off on his way to the bottom, and I think it was 2 years ago he managed to hit his pedal on the tight dead turn at the bottom before going up the climb. But yeah, ridiculously hard, one zigzag in the middle, you'll allow me that surely, before then getting to the top sort of mid-afternoonish on the Friday and deciding that it was time to head for Gerardsbergen. And as we sort of zigzagged across the main roads and things to get to Gerardsbergen, we were lucky enough to get caught up in a train of Katusha Alpecin riders training for the following day's Primus Classic, part of the Napoleon Games Cup, I think, which inspired us, one, to climb up the Muir de Gerardsbergen, which is a quite a hard climb. There's quite a long, not as steep, but sort of pedestrianised area in the run-up to the actual steep cobbled section, so it was hard. So yeah, we returned, had a great night out. The weather was nice enough, we could sit in the square in Udenarde before a nice big steak dinner. And the next morning, the forecast was for pour in the afternoon, so we got up early and rattled off another 60k, this time kind of focusing on the Kluisbergen, which is a beautiful town with an amazing bike shop in it. But there's sort of four or five ways up to the forest at the top through the climb. There's like what looks like a casino and sort of almost like a ski resort type thing at the top, despite the fact that it's not massively high in altitude. But it was incredible the difference between being on the sunny Flemish side and then crossing and dropping down the other side before coming back up, how different the weather was. So we took that as our reason to head back before getting in the vehicle, zooming the sort of 20k's or so from Udenarde to Brakel and kind of just wandering straight into the service course area for the Primus Classic. And those of you who have been on the website will have seen the pictures of us with the bikes, with Cav, the complimentary frites and mayonnaise. So yeah, we had a great time, watched the start of the race, headed back into Udenarde, not far at all, the 20k drive, before then getting into the Ronde van Vlaanderen Centrum, the museum of the Tour of Flanders. And for a bike racing nerd like me, it was absolute heaven. The fact that there's a bar and brasserie and we could have Belgian beer and chips and mayonnaise afterwards made it even better. But what a place. If you go anywhere to do with bike sport and bike racing and the history of bike racing, that is an absolutely perfect place to go. And it was. And then on the Sunday, we journeyed out towards the Molenberg and Padestrata and a couple of other climbs out that way before literally coming back, shower, pack the cars, and then I zoomed back to Dunkirk and was lucky enough to get an earlier ferry back. So, you know, there are... And I think this was a conversation that Mark and I had while we were there, that for a British person, you know, watching grainy early 90s Eurosport footage of classics, you know, they felt miles and miles away. The reality is, if you get a ferry from Dover to Dunkirk, once you're off the boat, you can be, you know, riding those climbs within a couple of hours. And that, you know, made it feel even more real. And it was the second time I've done it. We talked last week about the first time I did it. But, you know, it's just magical, magical place. And the fact that you are quite likely, you know, the probability is you're going to bump into some pro riders or whatever, training or racing or whatever, while you're there, just tops it off. I did embarrass my travelling companion greatly by having a selfie with Mark Cavendish. But, you know, Cav's the man, isn't he? So there you go. We have rattled through the 10 minutes yet again on the podcast, week 78. We'll be back next week, of course, to talk a little bit more about the Worlds and the men's and women's road race. In the meantime, though, guys, have a fantastic time, and don't forget to follow us on all of our social media. But in the meantime, we'll speak to you next week. Thanks and bye.